The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, hey, this is our once a month Ask Bill session, okay? I mean, are you guys ready? We're going to be talking about making more money in real estate. We're going to be talking about moving into multifamily. We're going to be talking about finding good property managers. So are you guys ready? Okay, well, you know, this is called Fun Fact Fridays, right? Or Fun Facts Friday, okay? And, you know, we got to have more fun doing this, okay? We're going to give you information, but we're also going to have fun, okay? So I hope you can handle it, all right? Hey, first some announcements, okay? Still looking at properties. Never know. Might have a property by the end of the year. I'm talking about a big one here. Some real promising stuff. But hey, you know, it's in God's hands. And I know that if something good's there, we're gonna get it. We'll see what happens, okay? But otherwise, things are going pretty good. We're cleaning up these other properties. We're getting them ready. I know I talked about the special needs housing. I've been making contact with people. I've got a couple of folks that I'm currently looking at that they're just, you know, trying to get their lives back together and get things going. And we're looking at renting them some of our units in our properties. So, you know, I think some good things are happening that I'm going to be reporting on soon. But, okay, it's already December. And those of you that are following our contest, you know that it's over. The contest is over. We had October and November. We did our contest. Do you know what the contest was? You may not have been listening. We were asking for people to go in and fill out reviews just so we can get more people to find out about this show. And so we did have some great folks that participated. Everybody that did, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. We really, really appreciate it. And we got two winners. And we got two gifts, okay? We thought we'd have a third one, but we got two gifts, okay? One of them is for your own pilot podcast episode. That's right. Your own pilot podcast. Say that five times really fast. Anyway, so we have your own personal podcast episode here, and that is being provided by Mino Studios, our great sponsor since day one, who does this show, which has just received all kinds of accolades for the high quality and the professionalism of this podcast. And, you know, it's not the guy that's talking, it's the guy that produces it that does that stuff. So anyway, can I have a drum roll, please? The winner of their own pilot podcast program is Eric Bruno. That's right. Eric Bruno wrote a review on November 30th, 2018. Now, if that's not your real name, then hopefully you know what your name is when you do iTunes reviews. And you wrote a real nice review, talked about laid back, open style, and we're on a journey of learning about real estate, investing together. I've learned about these on the wide range of REI topics, and glad I found them, and we're glad you found us too, Eric. Well, now I hope you're really glad because you got a prize, okay? So, Eric, send me an email. My email is on the website, and just say, hey, I'm Eric Bruno. Here's my contact info, and claim your prize. You're going in the studio, dude. You're making a podcast. Okay. And then the next one, which was 4 hours of private coaching from yours truly. Hopefully the person that I'm going to read now, this person has kind of a trick name. It's not really just look like a person's name, but it is, okay, Mint Cook. Okay, Mint Cook. Two words, Mint Cook, kind of crunched together. And it said that you said some really nice stuff about Bill's very approachable and never speaks down to those and stuff like that. And it was just a real nice thing. I kind of feel weird you're reading stuff when people say nice stuff about me. But hey, Mint Cook, you won 4 hours of consultation. So call me up and I'll be your coach for 4 hours. Okay. So if you can't call me, that's okay. You can just go on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com, go to the contact page and write to me and say, hey, I'm Mint Cook. Here's my contact info. Okay. So, a bunch of people write and say they're Mint Cook if you're not really Mint Cook. Okay. Anyway, so that's it for today for announcements. Congratulations to our winners. Thank you so much for helping us to get the word out about the podcast. Okay, I've taken way too much time on that. Let's jump into our Q&A. All right, first question. How do I make more money in real estate? Wow, this is a great question, okay? And first off, I want to say congratulations. You are already off to a great start because you recognize that real estate is an excellent way to make more money, much more money. But there are a lot of ways, okay, great ways in real estate to make more money. You could be a real estate agent or broker, a developer. You could build properties from the ground up. You could be a flipper, a wholesaler. You can be a passive investor buying into syndications. You can own property. You can buy liens and deeds and on and on and on. There's so much you could do in real estate investing. So I can't always, you know, I mean, I'm a buy and hold guy. Okay. So that's basically with me. I invest in rental properties. I think this is the best way to make more money. Okay. I buy single family homes all the way up to large apartments. Well, all I'm buying is apartments now, but I do have some single family homes too. I'm in a buy and hold type fashion. You buy, you hold it, you collect rent, it cash flows, it appreciates, okay? This is a great way to make money because you receive monthly rental income from your tenants, okay? And wait, there's more. That's right. No, it's not the Popeil pocket fisherman. No, if you buy right, your property increases in value and you will build up equity as well. So you're not just getting cash flow from rental income, it's building up an equity. So that's how you get more, right? By buying a property that might need a little work, maybe you fix it up, you rent it out, you boost the income. You can see your cash flow is going up, you're increasing rents, equity is building up over a period of time. You're making more, okay? More every year, more rent, the rent's going up, more equity, it's going up. Okay, so that's a great place. So on my podcast, I feature guests all the time. I really like our guests. Do you guys like our guests? I think we have some of the best guests out there on real estate investing podcasts. Now I'm kind of picky and maybe I'm a little biased too. Okay, one of my favorite ones, I thought it was a really good example of how you can make more, right? We're talking about more, okay, is James Candidacy and his wife. They took out a $50,000 home equity loan against their house to invest. They didn't have the cash. They took a home equity loan out on their personal home to invest. And now he's an engineer, he's a smart guy. He wouldn't have taken that money out if he didn't think he could get it back. Well, he did more than just get it back, okay? He proceeded to buy single-family homes, and later he leveraged those single-family homes that appreciated really fast in San Antonio, Texas, to start buying multifamily homes, okay? He used the BRRR method, the BRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRR you know about BiggerPockets, the Real Estate Investing Social Network, okay? So the BRRRR, buy, rehab, reposition, refinance, and repeat. That's what that stands for. That's ridiculous. And that's another R. But anyway, that's what he did, okay? He invested in this Burr method. The guy took the $50,000, and the $50,000 turned into $56 million. Okay, I'm beside myself. Hi, how are you doing? I'm fine. Next, okay, I'm beside myself. Got that? Okay. Anyway, I'm beside myself because $56 million in rental properties, okay, that's a lot. And guess how long it took him? If you guessed 5 years, you're totally right. Five, $50,000, okay? Five, $56,000. 5 years, okay? $56 million, sorry, not $56,000, $56 million, okay? So that's amazing, okay? So this is a great podcast. Gotta listen to it if you haven't heard it yet. But this is the thing you should listen to if you're interested in making more money in real estate. It's episode 217. It's entitled Husband and Wife Turn 50K Home Equity Loan into $56 million Real Estate Portfolio in Just 5 Years. Okay. Are we having fun on this podcast yet? Okay. I certainly hope so. Let's go to question number two. Okay. This one is from Dave. Hey, Dave. How you doing? Hey, Bill, enjoy your podcast. Hey, thanks for saying that. Hey, let's stop saying hey. It looks like you're leaning towards multifamily apartments more than SFRs. You got that right. I'm not just leaning. I'm diving into multifamily, okay? He says, I own a couple of SFRs, okay? Now, you know, for those of you that are not part of the club yet, SFRs, single family residence, okay? You got to get your little dictionary out there, write it down, a new word. A new acronym, actually, for single-family residents in different markets, and was thinking of jumping into multifamily. Okay, good idea. Jump, don't jump, dive. Okay, the market is shifting, which makes me cautious. I understand deals are still out there. Well, you're right about that, and you're smart to notice because the market is shifting, you should be cautious, right? Okay, there's like a lot of reasons why you should be cautious, okay? Some of them I jotted down here. What did I say? Okay, if it's shifting, you want to be cautious. That's a good thing, okay? The last thing you want to do is get stuck in a property you overpaid for, overborrowed on, or unrealistically projected your growth stats or returns. When the market is shifting, you want to be more conservative than usual. And that means that you're always conservative, right? Okay. But you need to be more conservative than usual. And you need to think ahead. Okay. Don't want to get stuck with a loan you can't pay back. You don't want to be stuck with a property that is losing money. Okay. And so there's a lot of smart things that you need to do there. So I think that's really, really good. Let me go on with the rest of his question. On another note, do you mind sharing or recommending a good PM in Indiana? You guys know what PM stands for? Of course you do. Property managers. Okay, so I'm just going to stick with that little term here. Okay, on another note, do you mind sharing or recommending a good PM in Indy? I purchased a house over a year ago from a TK provider. Okay, some more initials. This guy's got all these initials. Okay, it's okay, Dave. I'm just teasing you. I use initials all the time too. Okay, and TK, you know what that is? Turnkey. Okay, so I purchased a home over a year ago from a TK provider. Later, you had them on your show and you were a guest on their show. Okay, don't rub this in, Dave. Okay, I know I did. I try to vet my guests as best as possible. I hope that they're doing good business practices, but this particular situation was not the case. And we actually removed that as the only show we've ever removed from our list of shows. So, anyway, it's a good little property, but it's been vacant for over 3 months. Not a good situation, okay? So he mentions the company, which I will not mention here, but many of you know which one it is. So he's his PM, which I don't know if it's current PM with this company or not, but his PM, his property manager, sends out a weekly activity spreadsheet, which is somewhat helpful, but doesn't tell me if they are being proactive and getting the property rented. And yet they get upset when I call for status. They point to the activities spreadsheets. Any thoughts? Yeah. Dump your PM, okay? PM should be telling you everything that's going on. And if their little weekly activity spreadsheet is all they're going to share with you, dump them. You're done. That's not good communication. You want to find out why this property is not being rented and they're not telling you? Dump them. Okay, I'm sorry. But, you know, there's, I have went through so many PMs and had such, some really rough goes there with it, is that you don't have time. This is your money, and 3 months of vacancy that's ridiculous. Okay. So this is Indianapolis, that should not be happening unless it's like in a total war zone. And even in a war zone, you can find renters. There's ways to do it and you can get by, but this is really ridiculous. And if they're getting upset with you, you get upset with them. You say, look, you know, I'm not only going to report you to the Better Business Bureau, but I'm going to take you to court. I mean, you know, you don't have to waste time in court, but I think at the same time, just let's not waste any more time, okay? So you asked for a good recommendation. I just got rid of a PM that I have in Indy that was handling my properties there, and it was not a great experience. So I have a new PM that looks great and everything looks wonderful and cherries and ice cream and all that stuff, but I it's too early to recommend, so I'm not going to do that. I have talked to some people that are really good though, and that I will offline, I will send you some of these people that I've talked to, and for one reason or another, it didn't work out for us to work with them, but they have great reps. And so I'll send you a name of some of my top list, you know, at least the top of my list. I don't have a problem doing that. But do your vetting. I'm going to be adding in show notes, I'll put a list of some of the shows where we talk about how to find a good PM and questions you can ask and a lot of other things that'll be helpful for you. You know, we actually ran a little bit longer than I thought, but hey, you know, I'm trying to make this fun. Okay, guys, we're going to have fun here. And I know that we can. It's just a matter of, you know, not getting too serious here, okay? So that's pretty much it for me and pretty much it for our Fun Fact Fridays, okay? Hope you got some good facts there. Hope you got some stuff you can use. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes. And I am going to have a lot of links in there. So if you know, haven't checked out the show notes area, you go there. I throw in stuff that I don't even talk about on the air to help support what I mentioned in that particular little dialogue. So that is it for today. You can check in the Old Dogs website, olddogsreinetwork.com/blog, and look for the Ask Bill episode, and you'll get all this like cool stuff. Anyway, so until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and may God bless you.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.